All right, my people, welcome to the first podcast talking about football, Medemede podcast, the first one for the year 2023 right here. And of course, my name is Nasty Jovita. I hope some of the enjoyment on a new year, because this new year we get plenty and we'll be so good again on top of the podcast. But as usual, I get the guys from Inside Studio talking about Onokalo Onyebuchi, the Laba Master, and of course, the most expensive Emmanuel Atah. Welcome.
One love. Happy New Year.
All right, new year, new resolution, new plenty things, but then waiting to happen for inside the world of football still there. And we go sharply dive enter the one way consign Cristiano Ronaldo. No be news again, say don't go Al Nassr for inside Saudi Arabia. And of course, now then they talk about in international career with Portugal, as Portugal don't get new coach, and they talk about Roberto Martinez, we coach Belgium for World Cup, and now they with Portugal. The man don't come out to talk something concerning Ronaldo when they ask and say how far with Ronaldo, whether he go be part of his plan, but is there even any need to still call Ronaldo onto Portugal matter? Make he just retire honorably, as some of his mates don't they retire now, like Hugo Lloris, like what they call Gareth Bale. Abi, and if we say he still get something to offer Portugal as far as they're concerned. Make us start with him.
Well, if you say Ronaldo, what Ronaldo need? Nobody say don't they out of the game yet. He never reached 40. Now 38 years old man. And for a footballer where he get passion to still play the ball, push forward. Waiting in need, I feel now. Waiting will be the call consistency. You need to play. Now you don't get opportunity, you don't get another ground to show say yes, instead of the game. And you get one time be talk and say, even body carry him if he play this game, reach 40. So if he get enough, a lot to still offer for club side, as well, if he still get something to still offer for the Portuguese national team side, don't forget, they still get Euro where they stare them in their face. And of course, he would like to retire honorably, as not just because you know the story where they behind how he sit down for bench for the World Cup under the before coach, before this new one comes. So you could try to cement everything on a good note, say, okay, at least I don't try my best for the national team before I come out, but not in that way. Say you go World Cup, play, start only one match, the remaining one, they come from bench, new coach come retire. If in body career, me, I feel, say, no need to follow what you know, what they call bandwagon. Gareth Bale retire at 33. Nobody say they mind to retire. Now, injury, they disturb them. Other players retire. They get their own different reasons why they retire. But for Ronaldo, a player like where we know, say, yes, me and I know, say, he get that commitment and passion for the game. Say, he won't really play the ball. If he get the energy, if he helped body carry and say he won't play, make it continue with the national team.
Bucci, just as a TikTok for Ronaldo, now we see how things take play out for inside the World Cup with Fernando Santos. And of course, now we don't see, say, this guy don't go Saudi Arabia as a TikToker. But then, Roberto Martinez manage a group of old players for Belgium national team. It go good for him to constantly repeat this kind of mistake again with Ronaldo, with only 37. It no go good for him to build young players up and manage them.
Sexy, number one, never call Ronaldo old.
No verse.
Number two,
slip of tongue.
It no go better for that guy, Santos, anywhere when they. It no go better for him. Any club win coach, they go fail. Any country where you go, then go fail for disrespecting Ronaldo.
Wow-oo.
Number three, Roberto Martinez. Him and coach were like, in get process. But that Belgian squad, they don't really evolve well.
Golden generation of Belgian squad. You they don't win anything, no?
Well. Yeah, there are problems, there are costs. But now we don't come Portugal. See, it's Ronaldo we don't put in life for in country. It will take time for him to leave. This guy played with Portugal since he was 17 years. Consistently for in country. The biggest insult ever for football. Now, when that guy, that idiot, bench Ronaldo, honestly. So, I believe for Ronaldo, in the wait, Ronaldo will never rush. Plans go different for him to retire because he has nothing to lose, nothing to gain. But at least, let's just go happen next year. And he won't retire maybe after one competition. Euro starts 2024. So Ingo won't look, okay, let me see the settings. Make us up to the coach. Because the coach will talk, say, Ingo talk to Ronaldo. Ronaldo is a legend. Say him go get personal discussion with Ronaldo to see the way forward. Ronaldo still get a lot to offer. I diverse when I see infidels, humans, tapoons. Call Ronaldo finish. He didn't see the vest me today. That same Ronaldo was caught with the four goals last season because he missed some kind thing because of one downfall. Ronaldo no go retire because he won't make. See, on a good day, he get no thing to prove to anybody. But him, Nama will be say, if they call him, say, no, you no go fit you. He go always want to. He want to make people look foolish. For Al Nassr, nobody go really look there so much. But for the country, no worry. Ronaldo part 50 is coming. And again, you no go better for that idiot. What's your name again?
Roberto Martinez. Okay, Fernando Santos.
You know better for you too. So that's it.
Manina Fernando Thomas. Manina Emmanuel, you know better for you too. New Year. Back to Senda. Continue.
All right, from that one we consign Cristiano Ronaldo. Make Waka enter Chelsea small. And of course, for Chelsea, a lot of things they happen right now. Not the best of time for Chelsea. Player Wunjo, they don't spend 270 million. The man they call Todd Boehly, baby, the co-owner of Chelsea, don't leave his sporting role, interim sporting role, say, make another person come take over. And in the day where they spend all this money, players where they buy, we no see anything. The likes of Mark Cucurella, Wesley Fofana, we never still see them ginger well for the team. And now they done they hit more or less rock bottom. For you, the other time they played, then they chant the name of their Thomas former coach, Tuchel. Thomas Tuchel. Now you feel, say, make them somehow find a way around them and bring back this guy. Because in 13 months, he win them 3 major trophies.
If Tuchel consider to come back to Chelsea, I go flog him. Chelsea fans are ingrate. Chelsea fans are wicked. Chelsea fans are the most confused fan base in the world. You know why? Because they don't spoil them. Chelsea fans are spoiled. Sack. Chelsea fans are the same with Real Madrid fans. If club lose 5 games, pursue. You don't enter their mindset of sack. So no consistency for a long time. The man we want to bring consistency, then sack him. I know for a fact, if we get 100 Chelsea fans, like 70, somebody start to kill. Like 70. But now, they can't shout. See, you don't know what you get until when you lose them.
Yeah, true.
Because 2K, yes, they lose. But if you understand football, you go to say, process, day. And also note, Chelsea squad is filled with bank average players. Miracle, now you win the Champions League. That miracle, even Jesus cannot be explained. Because I don't know how you did one. So they don't really replace where. And Chelsea transfer policy right now, bad. Chelsea transfer policy now. They go down and look. Who else now won't buy? Who man you won't buy? Who buy the person? Pay useless, stupid money. Desperation. They appoint Graham Potter. My one could be club, I understand. Check what they appoint behind them. They call they appoint some Brighton or they don't take Chelsea to Derby County. Like they are everything about them does they bad. And again, the main issue was they get a problem because of that man. Roman will come out. Every year, they scatter. And I want to scatter more. Make them suffer away because they don't have good things. So if they want to bring Thomas Tuchel come back, if he go Chelsea back, he could be my number one enemy because they don't deserve him. They don't deserve good people. They deserve bad, wicked people.
Emmanuel.
Make them bring Graham Potter back. Or make them go there, us in the Guavon.
Graham Potter.
Or Fit in Iwachukwu.
Fit, do something for Chelsea. If he bring them back.
Yes, I believe if he bring them back. Because now, long-term project they give up. When you understand the English, long-term project. This Naman, we see, you know, gets zero win 2010. No single win this year. No single trophy. 7 losses in 9 games. You understand? Oh, so, I feel, say, they're not supposed to come. And this one, they talk about Real Madrid. See, will not be, let me tell you, Real Madrid fan. Make I educate some people, you don't know. Real Madrid. The Spanish name for Real Madrid, na Galacticos, and Galacticos are gathering of stars. They are just in our way. They don't want to stay. They spend a lot. Now the best, most successful club for Europe. So not ever in your entire life in any way try to compare. If they do anything, they compare Real Madrid fan and Chelsea fan. That you go need to make public apology for that. That I'll come to that side later. So talking about Graham Potter and Chelsea side, since they're in our long term project, may they leave them. You understand? Give them the whole of the season. You understand? Given the end of the season, at the end of the season, you know.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
If Graham Potter and Chelsea continue like this, it will last the season.
You go last the season. Yes. Best way they sail. Best way they sail the boat. You understand? For the water, go balance and it go get. Waiting the guy need now the right support. The owner make them more ambitious because I find out the owner know they're ambitious. You know, send about waiting Chelsea to win. He just want to make money. Now, until I find out. But if you find out, okay, he get a the owner like get the spirit of Ibrahimovic before now. Say, okay, I need Chelsea to win games at least. make the day at least the top 5-6 before the end of the season. By the end of the season, this guy go get his team right. And by next season, I believe, say, if they get the best buy, Chelsea could be one of the formidable teams for EPL.
Now, they don't spend £270 million. They don't since spend, where this man.
They never even spend rich within Man City. Don't spend wow. like over the years. So they like it. Football. They say better soup and persons are be cook them. Now they give better results. You understand? Mm. So may they give opportunity. It's make you cook the soup. You understand? Hey, now they say better soup. Now money killer maybe. Yeah. But even if I give you better money, you know sabi cook encore. Mm. You understand? So may they give opportunity. Make him sabi cook the soup so that plenty club don't go through this phase. Ask now what they celebrate today. They all be like 40 years in wilderness. You understand? Before we call the celebrator today. Like so chefs now just 1 year because they don't spend over $200 million worth. People calm down. May they give until the end of the season and then they go get their things right.
Make an ad. By the way, Graham Potter is a man of the people. Graham Potter is my man. Mm. Opposite fans, we love him.
So, because they give him 3 points now. If they do pilot team
so,
now.
We want Graham Potter to stay. All of
one
us.
One guy, they say they pray, may they never sack
him. If Chelsea can't pay him, we'll go pay him. We'll contribute. How much did they pay him? We'll pay him. So he has to stay at it. This project, when they do a long term project. Make carry them go relegation. Carry project, carry them go.
From still on top that Chelsea matter, make we come to the man where they call Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Now, these bros don't work from Borussia Dortmund to Arsenal. Iwaka go Barcelona. Iwaka come Chelsea. Now, since we come Chelsea, engine don't knock. 3 goals in 16 matches, generally, and we still never see him. The reason why they go bring and come now for the goals, but instead, now Kai Havertz, they start ahead of him. Now, as far as they consign, make Chelsea let him go.
Well, Natalie, 3 years in B, and of course, I feel see, one of the team where I first feel, now the general belief say Chelsea number 9 jersey, they cost, and at the number 9 go pick. Now the number 9 where the same Lukaku they were before he come out, where be the flock boy everywhere. But when he come be picked at number 9, this is a fantastic player, we don't play us now, go Barcelona approve in stand, can come back to London again, but with Chelsea, he never get the best of time. I see what happened to him for the last game when they put an enter, they bring a coming as a substitute. They play less than 25 minutes again. They try the come out time. So you're going to say, at that particular point for a footballer, you're going to say, yes, they don't tell you, say, pack your boots because you're going to need extra work to even get to see the first team action again before the coach go look your side. So you're going to need to work on yourself. Maybe if I didn't choose, I go say, okay, make a take transfer request. Maybe I go another club where go give me opportunity. Where I go play, but if I go, I no go pick that number 9 again. I will go play well to see how I go take retire. But for Chelsea, say he go come back, he go take the grace of hard work, extraordinary hard work. But that one, no me say, Pires of mine going to be better player. And one of the fantastic talent where Africa ever produce.
And talking about number 9, we see how Lukaku take come the first time, go come back again, pick that number. We see how far that one take go for him now. This boy that they call Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, in career, don't deal over like this.
No, obviously no.
He still get things to offer.
You need to go USA. Go USA or go Asia. Maybe go cash out. I think physically, it's done. I know Aubameyang. Physically, it's done.
It's finished.
There's nothing. See, you know why I play well for Barcelona? Then service him well. In work, just deal from the run up and down. When you come on that club like Arsenal, Chelsea, you go need to come back, fall back. Now he can't do it. He can't do it. And again, Aubameyang, two players will say, get straight ahead. Now, very, very aggressive, confused, talking out player. So, him always, they get issues with coaches. For Dortmund, when they get issues with the coach, they sack him, with the management. Arsenal, the same thing. Chelsea, now, Blessing, the same thing. Once something done, it happened consistently. That means a person, a problem too. So, I wish him the best of luck, but I think it's time for him to leave England. Leave, just go. They will get a good offer for Asia. If you go US and MLS, good offer. And then go chop, enjoy money. So why are you stressing yourself about Chelsea? Get out.
Make us stay with you. Now, with the hear of Yao Felix, say Chelsea, they don't reach verbal agreement with Atletico Madrid to bring and come on top 9 million loan worker. Now, good one for Chelsea.
They decide on that player, I don't even know in position. Join Nkunku with the one day daughter and Kai Havertz. I think that could be the most confused lineup ever. I don't know where they play. Nkunku would have run up and down. They bring Jao Felix. Like, I don't know if Chelsea these scout players. And they see the numbers, 11 million euros, and then go pay in full salary. This is one of the things they say club, loaning club, they pay for salary. It kills the essence of loan. Loan, I say, okay, I share you my player. Mm. I pay some percent. You pay some percent. Or player, they go because player don't want to. And also, we are saying go sign new contract till 2027.
No option to sign, no. No option to sign.
See the deal. Make a just explain to you whether I go my to Chelsea. Mm. Like they don't say Chelsea in a maga. Hush puppy. So they tell Felix, say, oh, you go, you don't go come back, but sign this new contract. Then they pray now, they do fasting and prayer. Say, man, do it or Chelsea. If that guy go chasing and score like 10, 7 goals, then go send out big money. And that money go plenty. No, because I don't want to spend better money to sign this guy from Benfica. Mm. So they use that, though they get Chelsea the bait. And trust me, Chelsea go accept that bait because number one, they don't get direction, they don't get plans, they don't get anything, nothing there for grand. So Joao Felix, they want to take and bought the money. It's not my money, child. But Chelsea is very.
Chelsea blind.
They very, like they very, very confused right now.
Chelsea don't get plan like you now.
So what do you get to talk?
Well, Joao Felix, if he move, I feel say he will boost the attack force of Chelsea for the meantime. I feel it's a temporary solution to their immediate problem. They need to stay on the winning side, at least, may they escape.
Is he the man for the job?
He, of course. Is the man for the job right now?
Because right now, I don't see anybody. Where Chelsea they take Waka for market, it's like they are confused.
I don't see anybody for that front where you could be mobile like him, or you could get the kind of energy where you get richer. You understand? Like so at least you go add some bite to the attack force of Chelsea side for this season if they do work out.
All right, and I don't hear that one. And of course, from that one, make we sharply enter the one we consign Gareth Bale when he been hanging boots for inside on Monday when he announced formally announced he don't retire from football. Mm. A lot of people they come out, they talk about him. Some people say they unforgettable, like Carlo Ancelotti TikTok. A lot of people say I'm be the best British player ever. And of course, all this one. Now, despite all this injury wahala, returning at the age of 33, another one, you feel say, despite all these things, you will talk say Gareth Bale really do well for in career.
100%. No argument. The biggest thing we can do, and the biggest thing they can do, leave Tottenham must fall. Arikin Tottenham now, he's only 30. They claim goals. Sanogo, we don't play us now. One goal, one FA Cup trophy. Like, he does score like 10. Never will win an FA Cup trophy. The best decision he ever made was to leave Real Madrid. It wasn't Barcelona, Tottenham Hotspur. Real Madrid, they with them. I think the combo of Karim Benzema, Ronaldo, and Bale, they're very underrated. Only the corner that time, saying that
BBC.
Benzema, that Bale, team, they dominated everywhere.
Over 100.
They win Champions League back to back to back. Right there for Real Madrid. So what did he expect? Gareth Bale do well for himself. Maybe if he talks maybe for individual glory, to win, he not do well. But what do you do well? And also remember, Inkari Wales got their first goal in a long time. Mm. Captain Wales always the deliver for Wales. 2-4-7. Some country sweet day will be saying, you know, going to win plenty of trophies. Like Wales. You know, always to win the Euros or the World Cup. But it's pretty much at least to qualify and participate. Now what did them do? Them participate, them give countries hard time. Remember that Euros now? What are these semi-finals now? They did so well for themselves. So on a good day, respect to Gareth Bale. And this is now playoffs, they don't get a lot of injuries. A lot. But when they feel like 3 or 4 seasons, we see the best of Gareth Bale. And don't forget that game against Inter Milan. When you run, carry my corn. Yeah. That match was San Siro. Into him twice against Malcolm. Now when the world knows that Gareth Bale has arrived. So respect to this guy. Injured and they great, but he could say right now, so make him just 33. He's not making money for himself. There's nothing else he can give. Chill, enjoy your money, go into business. He won't go into coaching, go into coaching. But now, this is time for him to protect his body because age don't dare against him. The point don't enter the weak. So the injury right now will get worse. So don't look, say, okay, let me leave when the ovation is loud. Respect to this guy. I like him. I like him. Well, I don't say, he's going to do something great in life after retirement.
He talk something about coaching now. Gareth Bale, one branch enter coaching. You feel say at the age where they now do, I know say we go say yes, this man, Nangers man where they buy and also almost the same age with him and all that one. But then when you check Gareth Bale history as a footballer and everything, he go make good manager.
Of course, he go make good manager, especially when he get passion for the game. 17 seasons don't spend professionally to play this game. And just as Labat talk, he don't win a lot of international medals for club and whatever. For the first time, he makes sure say Wales qualified for World Cup since 1958 for the first time. I think that they're the biggest achievement. And he captained Wales for that World Cup for this Qatar we're just finished. And I still get memory, some of the great goals. He get one Copa del Rey final against Barcelona, where he single-handedly Ronaldo the bench win that particular match for Real Madrid against Barcelona, where he carry this down number two, Dani Alves run touchline, carry the ball, good pass and score all those things. I do those in bicycle kick for 2018 final against Liverpool. So all those memories. Most of the coaches who don't work under Antin are great sportsman, and he can't get passion for the game. When in the tour, saying they leave the football generally, say you go pain and even the national team, say but the dragon where did the crest of the Wales national team go day in heart for the rest of his life, say now in career, say but now in the focus on how to go into coaching at 33. You're not going to be automatic. You know, if you just say won't go into coaching, go start now. You're going to need to go some coaching courses, brace up some ideas, and that go take like a year or two. But by then, go down to 34, 35. You know, go too young again, and you know, go start with a big size. You go start maybe small from maybe a British local side like that. They come small, they announce your arrival until maybe you go get one big challenge, one big job where you go put them on a challenging tool and prove it.
So you feel, if then they mention Gareth Bale in the nearest future, then go they mention him for the same breath with the likes of Ronaldo and, of course, Messi?
No, not really. No. Ronaldo.
He win everything with them. Almost everything with them. Yes, win, yes. Apart from
Bayern. Oh, yes.
Five Champions League.
You don't get their individual.
You don't get their individual ability. Ronaldo.
If Gareth Bale now Brazilian,
forget the color.
I like this. Gareth Bale, if he be Wales' best player.
If he be British, the best. If he be British best player.
Where you go rate him for world?
For world, I go name him among the first.
Maybe top 100.
Let's say from 1 to 10.
15. You know the top 10.
1 to 20.
For what? You know the top 20.
1 to 30.
No, you don't want that.
Now,
you
want,
to me, you don't want 20. You don't top 1
top
to 20.
Top best players now.
Wow.
I give him top.
Yeah, top 20.
I number 1 to 20. I disagree.
Top
if
1
not
to
for 20. Injury, Gareth Bale supposed they top 10.
That's if top 20 now, I tell you.
Top 20.
Top 20. I better pass some people. They don't have to kickboard it. Top 50 now.
Top 100.
All right, finally, before we wrap up the podcast, I'm going to talk about this new Liverpool boy, talking about Cody Gakpo.
My boy.
Come out against Wolverhampton Wanderers for the FA Cup. And of course, more or less, people no feeling impact. It is too early at this point to begin the judge waiting this boy if he bring. Or you go talk, say, because of, say, the Liverpool of now, different from the one of before. If not before, maybe go fit in, go slot, go begin the hit the ground running. But now, against Wolverhampton Wanderers, people know today impressed by waiting then see.
No, forget, this is not the first time they play English Premier. They come in England and play football with this. And no matter the player will be in the world, most best footballers in the world, when they come to elite.
Luis Diaz, self, never played England before, but he hit the ground running.
Now, how many of them? Now, in their. They feel
Lisandro Martinez never played England before. He hit the ground running.
Calm down. We too rush to criticize this boy. Forget the FA Cup na cup game, no be league. You understand? Consider that part first. You
team is saying from Friday that they know how Sunday go be.
Now lie yo. Some Friday where you don't know, say Sunday no go, you go worse. You don't understand? I say they be so all those proverbs now. Poor people proverb like them, Laba proverb. You understand? You go talk with it, they real.
Okay.
This guy come play cup game. Now, first game, play against Wolves. Liverpool never today. Best players in the world, self, where they go team. They don't go just hit the ground running like that. You understand? So now, you go need many things to adjust the culture, the weather, the food, the training pattern. English league, all of us know, say, or English football. Now, King can run. You get a lot of pace. Compared to when they come from, you understand, the Dutch league where now they play Dutch sexy football, everybody put ball for grand play and all that. So it go take them at least a time to adjust. But now fantastic talent, you go adopt, and I believe say Liverpool no go regret to sign up for the season.
Yeah, Bucci.
For me, I would never. Now only people don't understand football go look down on Gakpo. You can never judge a player with one, not even with two, not even 20 games. Some players are late bloomer, but it's gonna be late bloomer.
Just like Darwin Nunez. How this many games do play now?
We're different. This one deliver for PSV well. This guy will be a world player and a leader in B. Watch the World Cup recently. Deliver the World Cup. You can't use one game and judge him. Some players, it take time for them to adapt to the system. And also, club system different. Genge pressing and the rest. And they play, they're not their form. They play Wolves City at the top. You can't underrate Gakpo. Never look down on Gakpo. This guy's one of the best talents right there in the world. Hmm. Better than Antonia, where they pay 100 million euros for Manchester United. That one come, they score go 3-4. Yeah. See, I'll give you exclusive. That Antonia boy, he could be the biggest flop of the season.
Okay.
Just the watch. Gakpo won't start where
Antonia
go see play a ball passer.
Now, man, I'm going to call him this guy.
I don't care what he's doing.
All right, now here we got the pause on Top Football Mele Mele Podcast this lovely, wonderful day. And of course, we're going to join us next time and we'll go definitely make our words in our world. My name is Jovita AK and of course, Emmanuel Ambuchi. Yesterday they said their goodbye. But then, not also forget to make you subscribe to our channel, Football Republic NG on Top YouTube, so that you go to get all this wonderful yarn. We'll be saying we don't yarn here. And you say, if you contribute to your own, join. Make we hear what you think about this. We'll be saying we don't discuss right here on Top the Podcast as well. Don't forget to subscribe and, of course, like and share. All right. Now, here we go. Tepas, make we enjoy. Obiari J. Oh, nah. Football Republic.